Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 129. Take your brain for a walk.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, speaking of walking, I did say walking back in there, can something as simple as that help delay cognitive decline in older adults? Well, it appears it can. You know, the number of people living with dementia worldwide is currently estimated at 47.5 million, and it's projected to increase to 75.6 million by the year 2030, and triple that by 2050. I mean, that's a lot of people struggling with mental health, but there is some good news about proactive steps you can take now to reduce your risk and maintain good physical and mental health as you age. According to findings from a recent study which appeared online in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology, it seems that cardiorespiratory fitness could be prescribed to lessen age-related declines in brain structure. Researchers compared brain responses to exercise in adults 18 to 31 and in another group 55 to 82, and they found a positive association between exercise and the structural integrity of white matter fiber bundles in the brain in the older group. Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at Boston University's School of Medicine, Scott Hayes, said, "We found that physical activities that enhance cardiorespiratory fitness, such as walking, are inexpensive, accessible, and could potentially improve quality of life by delaying cognitive decline and prolonging independent function." So in addition to these new findings, there are other positive health benefits for you to stay active as you age. You know, staying active and enjoying activities like walking can help you lower your risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancer. Staying active also helps you improve your strength and balance so you can prevent injuries and stay independent. You can reduce symptoms of depression, improve your ability to think, learn, and make decisions. So experts recommend setting a goal of 2 hours and 30 minutes a week of moderate aerobic exercise. Now, if you currently aren't active, or if you have health problems like heart disease, diabetes, or obesity, you should talk to your doctor about the types and amounts of physical activity that are right for you. Once you have your doctor's okay, get started. And you can begin with 10 minutes and gradually build up to 30-minute sessions 5 days a week. So here are a few tips. If you want to start a fitness walking routine, here's some things you can do. Now, the most important thing to consider when starting a new walking routine is your shoes. If your feet aren't comfortable and protected, it may not be a pleasant experience for you. So do yourself a favor and make sure to try on shoes specifically made for fitness walking. A knowledgeable shoe store can help you find the right shoe for your feet. Okay, now you have your new shoes and you're ready to go, but before you do, let's warm up. When you warm up, you help wake up your cold muscles gradually so they're ready to go. You remember how we used to bend over and touch our toes and stretch before exercising? Well, that is so 2001. It's not recommended. To effectively warm up, dynamic movements are the way to go. Movements like circling your hips and pelvis or swinging your arms, circling your neck, those are some good examples, jumping jacks. I learned some fantastic dynamic warm-ups from the book and app Qi Running. Every time I start my run with these warm-ups, I run better and I have more fun. I'm not stiff and sore. I know, we're talking about walking, not running, but fear not, there is a Qi walking book and app too. So I'll have links to both books and apps in the show notes for this episode. Another tip to stay motivated is to add a pedometer to your walking gear in order to track your steps, distance, and time. Now, pedometers come in all different shapes, sizes, and price ranges, and there's also apps available for your smartphone that do an excellent job of tracking your walking progress. Finally, be sure to stay hydrated and take some water with you, especially if you're exercising in hot weather. Water acts as a lubricant and helps your body and your brain work better. So you can carry a water bottle in your hand, you can get a waist belt or a camelback so that it's really easy to bring your water with you. But wait a second, what if you get bored? Well, that can happen, but there are things you can do to keep it interesting. Walk with a friend, make it a social activity, or try different routes, or walk your regular loop backwards. I don't mean walking backwards, I mean in the other direction. And another thing you can do is listen to music or podcasts like this one. Although, if you are listening to music or podcasts, I would recommend not using your earbuds or only using one so that you can hear cars and other potential hazards. If you're somebody like me that needs variety, that's okay too. In fact, it's good. When you enjoy a wide variety of activities, you can have a positive effect on many different aspects of your health and fitness. Beyond brisk walking, you might consider swimming or dancing, bike riding, hiking, or even gardening. And don't forget about strength training and activities that help you improve your flexibility and balance, like Tai Chi and yoga. There are so many options for staying active as you age, and switching it up now and then can help you stay focused, energized, and motivated. Make fitness walking and other health activities part of your routine to build strength, flexibility, and maintain good mental health. Stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/129 for links to everything we talked about in the show today and more information, including some great resources on fitness walking. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter and stay up to date with more information on getting outside and in shape. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.